Crystal and Moonlight, a Robin Hood story from Omani Dot and her father.
I want a Moonlight. I want Crystal Moonlight story. And this one has to have Robin Hood in it.
Welcome to Sherwood Forest, home of Robin Hood and his merry men. And
go!
Crystal and Moonlight. The phone fell. I pulled forward too quickly in the car, and as I pulled forward, the phone slipped backwards, and I shoved my right hand out very quickly. I smashed it against the side of the car, but the phone stuck to one of my fingers, and I held onto it, and then I got the other finger to wrap around it, and I saved the phone from crashing to the ground.
Yeah, but is the audio booster on?
Yes.
Good.
Why do you say good? You want me to seem quite foolish, do you? Do you like having a laugh at my expense? You think it's funny when your poor father...
Okay, let's just tell me the story.
Well, what on earth? I did the introduction. You got to do the next bit, right? I did Crystal and Moonlight in Sherwood Forest with Robin Hood and his merry men. And what about Maid Marian, Grace?
No,
what about Maid Marian? We're getting rid of her.
I just want Robin Hood.
Right.
And Crystal and Moonlight.
Yeah.
Now go on.
Okay, once upon a time.
Don't go on that voice.
Robin Hood had a snotty nose. He had a very bad cold. And he was feeling like he was coughing and spluttering. And he definitely felt, yes?
Can we start with Crystal and Moonlight instead of Robin Hood?
Okay. Once upon a time, Crystal and Moonlight had snotty noses.
Not in that voice, and ponies don't get snotty noses.
Don't they?
And I don't want it to be about snots.
Okay. Once upon a time, Crystal and Moonlight did not have a snotty nose.
Dad!
You told me it wasn't about snotty noses. Once upon a time, Moonlight and Crystal got completely lost in a maze. They were walking out the back of the village, and they went into a tree, and they went behind the tree, and then they went behind another tree, and another tree, and another tree, and by the time they'd gone through four trees, they had got into a labyrinth, a completely obscure place, where there was nothing but corners. But the corners were not square, the corners were round. And they went round and round, like a snake. You know how you make an S? Everything was in the form of a letter S, curling back on top of itself. And they went round and round and round, and they couldn't find their way out. And then they turned around and went back the same way. They got lost again. It was amazing. They were... What?
Yeah, but if they went back the same way that they came, then how could they get lost?
Because there's no such thing as going back the way you came. In this labyrinth, every way you turn is new. There is no way of retracing your steps. It sends you onto paths that you do not recognize. You are completely and utterly confused. You are totally lost. You are in a maze. Well, it was a long time that Crystal and her dear friend Moonlight were separated from everybody else. And they had to face the possibility that somebody might never find them, and they might have to live the whole of their life in a labyrinth, unable to know where to go. So what did they do?
I don't know.
They decided to plan the rest of their life as if they were going to live in the maze forever. So Crystal said to Moonlight, maybe the best thing is for us to split up. You go one way and I'll go the other. What do you think? What do you think Moonlight said to that?
No way.
Why?
Because it's a bad idea.
But no, we'd be better
they
off.
We'd get separated.
But we'd find each other. You could always go. You could always let out a shout. I would hear you. Oh, come on. Come on, Moonlight. Let's do it.
No.
Oh, Moonlight. Look, we're going to be stuck in here going around together. We'll be driving each other mad. Please, come with me. Oh, I didn't mean to say come with me, said Crystal. Oh, dear. I wanted you to go one way and I will go the other. Okay, let's stay together in that case. Okay, Moonlight, what on earth do you think we should do? How can we get somebody to find us?
Call Robin Hood.
Call Robin Hood.
Just shout Robin Hood and he'll come, right?
Is that what you think we should do, Moonlight?
Mm-hmm.
Just call Robin Hood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all together now. Let's make a big shout for Robin Hood. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Robin! Come on. Come on, Moonlight,
fine.
Shout.
Fine. Robin Hood!
Hood! Ah, better. Come on, we gotta do better than that now. Come on, come on, come on now, Moonlight. We gotta get found. We'll do 1, 2, 3 again. And you lead the way this time.
1, 2, 3.
Robin Hood!
He's coming, I think.
I don't think he's coming.
I think he is.
I don't think he's coming. I don't see him at all. I don't see him at all.
Put me up on his on your shoulders.
Oh, quick, flick up on my tail. I'll flick you up. With that, little moonbeam crawled around the back of Crystal. Crystal went into action, got her back foot, tossed moonbeam up and moonlight up onto the tail. The tail threw the pony up, and the next minute is that Moonlight was looking from the top of Crystal's head. Hey, is it okay to balance here? Hey, be careful you don't fall out, Moonbeam.
Moonlight!
Okay, I keep calling you Moonbeam because you came down to Earth on a moonbeam. You know, a rainbow, whatever you call it. Can you see Robin Hood? That's the point.
Yes!
What's he doing?
He is coming!
How can you attract his attention?
Shout again! Robin
Hood! Robin Hood!
He can see us.
No, he's in the labyrinth. He's inside in the maze. He's getting lost.
Come on, let's try find him.
Yeah, and they went round and round looking for Robin Hood. But now Robin Hood was lost. They couldn't find Robin Hood and Robin Hood couldn't find them. The whole thing was completely and utterly dreadful.
Let's split up.
Oh, Moonlight, we can't split up.
Yes, we can.
No, you told me.
We have to find our friends.
But you told me before that we had to stay together.
Well, that's past. We have to go.
We have to find our friends. Okay, we gotta find him. Okay, so that's why the two ponies split up. Crystal was feeling a bit unsure about whether this was a very good idea. So Crystal went as quick as she could all the way around the maze, or she thought she had gone all the way around the maze. The further she went, the more she got lost. The less familiar everything was. She couldn't understand where she was and what she was doing. She was in serious trouble. Meanwhile, what was happening to Moonlight? Moonlight! Moonlight, said Robin Hood. Where are you? I'm here, Robin, said Moonlight. But they couldn't see each other. Do you know why?
Mike.
It had got dark. They had spent so many hours looking for each other that there was no light left in the day. There was absolutely nothing left. And I will tell the rest of the story when we come back after the next school run.
Bye.
Bye.